Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play,
hey,
all of these tracks,
hey,
people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. Music every day, maybe I got it on the phone.
Yeah.
Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me, call me.
Yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week,
hey,
Hood Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Say what? Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah.
Using your track,
Hood Tunes Radio.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Week.
Cleveland.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You know what it is, Hood Tunes Radio, straight out the gate. 646-478-0944. We got some new shit for you tonight, and you know what it's going to be. Holla at us and get it in. We're going to start this one off with my block. Be poppin'.
Jimmy.
In practice.
Woo!
Boy,
man.
You got it, man.
Send up music.
Send up music.
Get it poppin', man. 2000 great.
What up? Come on.
Cover
That's right. M-Rat on the scene. And that's North Philly's own, man. My block be popping. Y'all know what it is, man. Hood Tunes Radio, Saturday Night Edition. Got me and DJ Levi in the house. Today was the day that shit went down like it was supposed to go. You know what I mean? And we are here tonight. Let's see, we got APJ on the line. What's up, Al?
Oh, man, I feel very, very, very blessed right now. So, you know, just drinking a lot of, got to drink some water and stuff like that at the moment. Came on in there with the vocal tones, laid down some vocals on industry standard beat. That's what I want to put out there first. I laid down vocals today on an industry standard beat that was, well, you asked for somebody, anybody,
yep.
to get on that particular track. And you've been asking for, like, before I said anything, for around 60 days. And I wanted to give other people a chance because I've been blessed to be on your tracks. I've been very blessed to be on tracks like The Noise Ring, that we still need to, of course, do a video too. We've been blessed to have been on, of course, 137. The first one that came out over that subject, Don't Get It Twisted, before there was a Swish Fam remix, it was originally done from us. So, in part, because there are a lot of artists who always come to you, man, they say, Emax, Varsity Music, we need a beat, this, that, and other. So, when you, quote-unquote, when you're blessed by the Creator, it teaches you that even though this is a, quote-unquote, selfish business, if you're in there for other folks and you want to see people rise up, you stay in the background. Let artists do what it is that they're supposed to do. And after 60 days, man, I'm telling you, the beat is so industry standard, I'm going to put it out there on the air. I heard that beat while I was on the health line. I heard it on the 20. I heard it on Kinsman. I heard it on the 14. I heard it riding in people's automobiles, man. I heard the beat chilling in my room. I heard it at home. I heard it at black-on-black crime meetings. So after about 2 months of you asking artists, will somebody do something with doing it? And just keep it the same title and stuff. And I asked about the beat. Got a chance to really listened to it, and it was strong enough that I knew that I could not do anything weak on that beat or I'd be in trouble. Couldn't do it. If it was weak, man, you'd pick me up and throw me out in a studio like Uncle Phil used to. So, of course, you know, Jazzy Jeff out of home. You'd pick me up along with DJ Levi and pitch me up. So that was some pressure. So I'm very thankful that when I got a chance to do a couple of freestyles off of that. Everybody loved it a couple of weeks ago. There's at least two videos that will be released, film off of that song, where people were like, whoa, that was a great performance off of that. And then last night, there were people kicking freestyles to that track when I started it off. So that's all
okay.
I can say is that I'm thankful. That song, people might not think it represents me, but that particular track represents the KRS-One, the Kumo D type of music that I love. Shout out to Black House Sounds for having that event yesterday. And, of course, I just love the fact that the track was done. And the title, man, you never know what might happen. Yeah, that song should have been done from Varsity Music, because I give credit. The creator blessed us with that track. And the day after we came back from the Foundry, this is important. The day after we came back from the Foundry, that Hood 2 Radio did a live broadcast, the status I put up on their page was, we came, we saw, we conquered. Because I hadn't been up on stage at a club in years. So I always just kept that saying kicked around. So it's only fitting that it was on that track.
And that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, y'all know what? We got something special for y'all. And it ain't a pack of McDonald's french fries and a damn Happy Meal. Okay? What y'all getting ready to get is a world premiere for two dangerous groups. I don't know if y'all remember that little sample that was in Fruity Loops where they say you're dealing with the dangerous groups. Groups.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking dangerous, man. So here we go with the hot industry standard track. Al Porter Jr. featuring E-Max. Conqueror, man.
Marcus Music. E-Max, the image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome, the whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard, but I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voices, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty, Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it. What? 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 We doing it.
Wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was a world premiere. Excuse me. Al Porter Jr. doing it. You know what I'm saying? I.e. conquered. You know what I'm saying? He came. He saw. He conquered. You know what I'm saying? We doing it right here, right now, Hood Tunes Radio. It's your boy, E-Max, the coolest host in the world. That was your world premiere from one of Cleveland's own greatest artists out here. I see we got a call right here. Would you like to speak? This is E-Max, Hood Tunes Radio. Who am I speaking with?
E-Max, name is Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Tyler. How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got me a couple beers. I'm sitting back and getting a roll of a balloon, and I'm having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm glad you're rocking with us, man. I'm glad you're rocking with us. Al Porter on the line. You know what I'm saying? It's what we do every week, man. So every week, why don't you come and join us? How you, bro? Twist your blood and, you know what I'm saying, kick it back with Hood Tunes Radio, man. That's where we at. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you. And your name again, sir?
Mm-hmm. Tyler. Yeah, my name's Tyler. My name's Tyler Durden.
Yeah,
just want to give a shout out to I just want to give a shout out to a couple of my boys. I want to give a shout out to Hershey and Anon. I want to give a shout out to Trayvon. Trayvon, man, that shit was a shame. That nigga shouldn't have gone down like that.
That's right. That's right.
True.
You know what I'm saying? That support, man. We love that support.
It ain't right when some crack a bitch can just come around and shoot some of my brother niggas and just take them out, and nobody does nothing to them, man. Nothing. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So why don't you do me a favor like we always do? You know what I'm saying? Pour a little out for your homie that ain't here no more. That's all we do. You know what I'm saying? We love that.
Yeah, man. I pour a little out, I puff, puff, I pass, I pour a little more out, and I puff, puff again. Know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying.
I got a song that I'm going to play, man.
I'm just saying.
We're going to dedicate this song.
I just
song
want one
to
more thing,
kids.
Rick, before you play your song.
Yeah.
Is it cool if I say one more thing before you play the song?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm actually a white guy, so I really shouldn't have said nigger all those times. That's all.
Okay. That's
I'm a white guy.
That's all right, Tyler.
I'm a white guy.
Too,
so, you know what I'm saying? My nick has got to represent, you know what I'm saying? My nick
has
got to get down. He's got to get down. He's got to get down. I smoke, like a pack, you know what I'm saying? Near, baby. Yeah, but I'm a white boy, so I probably shouldn't be saying that shit, right?
It's all love, buddy. That's what we do right here on Tunes Radio. Hey, man.
Hey,
you
think I have a brother?
Fucking with a bitch unless she got a fat ass. Pumps don't pass, we just pour white trash. Red rag, meth lab. Don't get it twisted, white boys cutting slabs. Big paper, I'm a heavyweight. Ain't no question about it, bitch, my money straight. Killers on they feet, now they gotta eat. Dogs off the leash,
We looking like fresh meat. All we do is bang. We the motherfucking murder gang. Rich off cocaine. I don't even gotta play. Hustle all night till the motherfucking sunrise. Name it, yeah. You can see it in my eyes. LSD, ecstasy, PCP. Come to me. Street pharmacy. I can get you what you fucking need. Ether in the bandana tied around my face. Motherfuckers come up missing without a trace. Paint loose, come to town, fucking bitches in your city. No matter where I'm at, yeah, the hood fucking with me. In the hash, we ain't got no class. Pistol in the stash, we just trying to get some cash. We ain't fucking with a bitch unless you got a fat ass. Puff don't pass, we just toss white trash. In the hash, we ain't got no class. Pistol in the stash, we just trying to get some cash. We ain't fucking with a bitch unless you got a fat ass. Puff don't pass, we just toss white trash. I rip and I rhyme, rhyme and I rip. Pocket full of pills, nine on my hip. My own dick, that's where I'm on. I spit hot fire, call me Dylan. Yo, bitch sat on my lap, I let her get a ride on. Put her ass to sleep with that python. Beat it up, beat it up. Make it squirt, I make it hurt. Bust a nut on a t-shirt. Big dirty tires. We on Rapparellis. All these bitches love me. Call me Arthur Fonzarelli. Back to rocking pages cause the feds have my celly. Fucking two bitches count money, yes, to tell it. Back up on my shit again. Taking trips to Michigan. Come home trunk full of pills, let's get it in. Chopper in the backseat, this ain't what you want. No more Bobby Brown, only purple Kush Bomb. Ecstasy in the hash, we ain't got no class. Pistol in the stash, we just trying to get some cash. We ain't fucking with a bitch unless you got a fat ass. Puff don't pass, we just pull. White trash, in the hash, we ain't got no class. Pistol in the stash, we just trying to get some cash. We ain't fucking with a bitch unless you got a fat ass. Puff don't pass, we just pull white trash.
See, I never did things just to do them. What I look like jumping up, grinding my feet on somebody's couch? I got a little more class than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie Murphy's couch. Why'd I do it? Eddie Murphy could buy a new couch. Fuck your couch. And fuck your house. I've been thrown out of better places than this.
White boy wasted, Remy Martin baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, for your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking.
I'm going hard with the Henny, hard with the Remy, mix it with the Rosé, pour that shit a cold cake, I'm so geeked up, I can't feel my face, can't believe I let this shit get the best of me. I be white boy wasted, but I don't fuck with my leg. Catch me off that furley. I mean your bitch probably trapping what I do. Fuck your hoes, just a hobby. Take them to the spot, they going hard off the roster. Then it's back to counteract. Then it's back to down the pack. In and out the fucking trap. In and out that fucking lex. Money coming like the 80s. Point 8 for 80. The streets got me. So it's fuck you, pay me.
White boy wasted, Remy Martin baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking. White boy wasted, Remy Martin baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking.
Now turn up.
Turn up, yup, we turn up. We smoking on that strong, everybody burn one. Heavy on that Henny and Remy, just pull up. These niggas faking, I'm trying to tell you, don't bring your hoes around us. My niggas flipping keys, we rolling off them beans. Might catch a sip and lean, like what the fuck you mean? My pockets filled with green. Up money on your team. I sold a lot of things. I pulled a lot of jeans. This smoke some powder green. Like what the fuck you mean? Everybody's a fiend. That's what the future seems. Even the college dean. Just know we shot with me. I'm off in every scene. Oh, screaming, look at him.
We be white boy waiting, said Rim or baby. Hitters be crazy. Doing bills lately. Get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hate it. Turn up, you niggas say. We be white boy waiting, said Rim or baby. Hitters be crazy. Doing bills lately. Get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hate it. Turn up, you niggas say.
No, turn up.
Boy, wait, said, whipping up them babies. Purse got me lazy. My DJ going crazy. Hennessy wasted. Turn up, y'all niggas faking. I'm up, y'all need to face it. I'm running through them bases. Been chewing pills lately. Them red monkeys crazy. These bitches, we ain't saving. They good for catching babies. Cocaine crazy. Got chickens from the Navy. Get money like the 80s. I'm sipping on that Remy. Rolling up that strong. Yeah, my money gone. Yeah, my money long. Got them geekers on my phone. Make it hard to go home. I be whipping, whipping, whipping. Till it's locked on the zone. I'm in the end zone. We be white boy wasted. Rim or baby. Hennessy crazy. Chewing pills lately. Get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hating. Turn up, you niggas fake. No, we be white boy wasted. Rim or baby. Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating. Turn up, you niggas faking.
No, turn up,
turn up.
Yeah, y'all know what it is, man. Hood Tunes Radio.
Black on black. OPN.
137,000.
Wish bang. They were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties, and organized cop killings. So I'm Caucasian and a Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police patrolmen's association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison.
touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system's too shady. Still, I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy, crooked cop, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this season, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pigs ever dead, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Where's the motherfucking beef? You know what it is, man. You know what it is. It's your boy E-Max. We got APJ on the line at Hood Tunes Radio Live, man. That was the 137 Shots remix featuring APJ on this, man. Yeah. So you know we just had an out-of-town caller, and my man Tyler, he said he's a white dude. So, you know, we had to hit him up with some knowledge and how shit come from Cleveland. You know what I mean? I don't understand why some people who call it to the show don't want to have their numbers up there. You know what I'm saying? It could have even been somebody from another show. Because
that's
it didn't show my number. It just says live. So that means they was calling from another Blog Talk Radio address. All right? We understand what's going on. We understand people listening. And we appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
We take that for real, man. We love the fact that people like to call in and let us know how they feel about what's going on in our city.
And that's the truth.
It's always like that. So we want to send shout out to Tyler, wherever you from, my man. We appreciate it. And you know what I'm saying? We understand you a white dude and you feeling the black folks and everything, but you know what I'm saying? You want to represent for your niggas and everything. We understand. We understand. We understand. We want to put something out there for all y'all niggas that don't know. you can't spend your food stamps. You won't be able to spend your food stamps, at least until Tuesday or Wednesday, so the report is saying. APJ got a little tidbit this afternoon, and I apologize for listening in, but I had to call my people to make sure that they was able to use their food stamps. And they said after about 11 o'clock today, man, you know, it was a no-go. WIC, food stamps, you know. I guess if you had all the deposit on your check, you might not get that. But we don't know. You know, they on some other
and
shit right now, but we ain't going to let them stop what the fuck we trying to do. All right? So we here at Blog Talk Radio, Hood Tunes Radio is the program tonight. We'll be here till 10 o'clock p.m. You got myself, E-Mac, the Image. And also, we got the sheriff, Al Parker Jr. here, man, in the streets. And you know what it is, man? It's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday night, and we love it. So, Al, tell us what went down last night, man, over there at the new drop.
Oh, man. I had a very, very nice time, just for the simple fact that, of course, some of the names that were there yesterday that I felt was very popular. It was a very powerful show. So with that being said, of course, you know, Black House Sounds, they did their thing on a couple of joints. Later on, DNA, that nigga Alex, he did his set, which was real nice. I thought it was a real nice combination of artists. Lil Chico, who, of course, was on Crazy Bones Thug Line Records, he did a very, very commanding performance. Lady Hood Stars did they say. Eastside, we just basically clowned all night, let folks know he was still Eastside. So much love for them for doing what they were doing. And it was very, very nice. I would like to put out there two things. I give a shout out to a couple of the artists that perform. You'll probably be hearing from them because once I make an announcement, let them know I have flyers. Play your music on the radio like I'm playing Black House Sound, Eastside, Ladyhood star. You know, once you let somebody know that, then all I could do is stand back. Mm-hmm. And only a couple of people came to ask about flyers, which was cool. So I give them much love for that. Now, on the flip side of it all, I would like to say, man, people need to do, like, they research and stuff like that on what can cause them to be sued. Because this one dude, he is one of the coldest MCs from East Cleveland. He's been doing his thing since workshop days. I'll say all the way back, if we started in 2004, I became aware of him in 2004. He's still rolling, and he's lyrically advanced and all of that. He has a do-rag on his head, and his rap name is Pac.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm saying to myself, I remember talking to him a couple of times. Man, his spirit flows through me. So since he's the realist, did I know that's my tribute to him? I'm like, do you think he'll ever be sued by it? Because, oh, I ain't worried about that. Well, I just want to put it out there and then get your thoughts on certain things. Put it out there that you don't have
to worry about it.
But an independent label won't even sign him because they're like, oh, no, lawsuit city. I'm done. So it's on you now.
That's what you call future action. See, they'll put your ass on the shelf pending a lawsuit coming. You know, so they'll come on in, and then you owe them money. And when they get ready to sue you for trying to put that shit out there, then they won't. The record label won't have no liability. It'll be the artist. You know what I'm saying? So you go ahead and you try to use that name and see how far it go. You know what I'm saying? Even Mrs. Shakur, his mom, she'll be like, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to understand, man. There's two things out there that can get you really, really held up in a court case with some hot shit. Somebody else's music or somebody else's name. You know what I'm saying? They got it. Just to give you an example, when Michael Jackson was alive, there's a company in China that he made a contract with. They made a deal to use his likeness on some of their products. You know what I'm saying? They selling it. Well, because the contract is still standing, you know what I'm saying? They are actually getting some amazing profit margins now. Because Michael Jackson is no longer with us, so of course the products that they selling with his likeness on it is just flying off the shelf like it was a tornado. Now what's happening is they're making all of this money, okay? They're giving their little percentages up to the Jackson Foundation, to the state, but at the same time, the agreement was set. Michael Jackson signed on the dotted line, and so did they. And so they can make all the money they want to and can't nobody touch them. But here's the thing. The Jackson family feels like this company needs to renegotiate their contract with them since they speak for Michael Jackson. The Chinese company don't want to do it, but the government is like, and the lawyers is like, well, Michael Jackson can't speak for himself, so in essence, his family members and their attorneys are, quote unquote, the power of attorney. So if they feel like the company that's selling the shit that got Michael Jackson's likeness on it is not being fair with the money, then they have the right to sue. And it looked like they're going to win. So I want you to go out there, the pot, you know what I'm saying? I wish you good luck. I hope you get a whole lot of money. Because you're going to need that much to pay off the Shakur Foundation, I tell you.
You ain't lying.
Phoebe ain't going to let that go down. She'll stop you before you get on. As soon as they find somebody being registered under that name, a red flag going to go up. Oop, you got somebody trying to make some money off Tupac's name. That ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, he's going to have to change his name to 3-Pac or something. 5-Pac. or Pat.
Right.
You might have to put a CK in there, you know what I'm saying, Pat. And then, you know, when he get on the stage, he had to explain himself, Pat.
Right.
You know, with a schwa over the A, so they'll know. Use the short A sound, Pac. You know what I'm saying, or as in Pack or Apple. It's all about how you use it and the language that you use it in. But I don't see it being flipped around too much where it's going to not cause
no
enough trouble. So locally,
true,
he'll be all right. But
oh,
if he's
yeah
trying to get one with that name, he can forget it. He can forget
that one.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. So I just want y'all to understand, man. Be original. You know, be original, man. Stop. I mean, shit. Why not just be one of them artists that sound like Tupac instead of trying to take his name? No. Okay, we got Neil out there. Neil sound like Michael Jackson a little bit. He ain't trying to take his
oh
name.
That
Chris
is
Brown
the truth,
out there make songs like Michael Jackson shit. He ain't trying to take his name, even though he's trying to dance like him.
Right.
Well, come on, y'all. Let's be creative with shit. It's steady slipping down the pike, man. It's steady slipping down the pike. They're running out of options. They're running out of options. So I just want to say, you know, y'all be cool out there because we have to maintain our dignity as a people. We already have got enough odds stacked against us. We don't need no plagiaristic ass individuals coming out the woodwork acting like they superstars and they on top of their shit because you ain't. You know, tribute or no tribute. If it was another motherfucker that came out named James Brown, and he sounded like James Brown, and he danced like James Brown, I guarantee you he'll be a one-hit wonder. One-hit wonder. You know why? Because we already had James Brown. Can't nobody be like James Brown. Can't nobody be like Tupac. Can't nobody be like Michael Jackson. Can't nobody be like Luther Vandross. Leave it alone. Let him sleep. Can't nobody be like Marvin Gaye. Let him sleep. Let him lie. You know what I mean? Forget about it, as the Italian folks say. Forget about it. Move on to something new. That's what you do. Stay competitive. Keep up with the game. Keep up with the industry, as you say. And leave all that extra shit alone. Okay, y'all? So y'all know what to do from here on out. Don't be going into the club introducing yourself and the Isley Brothers.
You didn't lie.
So that's what's up. I want to send a shout out to Major Tap, man. I was watching your video on my YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? Put a little bit of this for ya. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's Emac Image on YouTube.com. And we got a couple of, we got actually about 50, maybe 50 more videos up there. We got more.
Wow.
So y'all keep in touch. Now y'all know. We got Al Porter Jr. in the studio today. We finally got him over here. He dropped some vocals. And I'm telling you, throughout the show tonight, you're going to hear the world premiere. Now, at the 9 o'clock hour, you're going to hear it again. You know what I'm saying? We brought it in, and you know what we do. We play new songs, man. We love it. We love
okay
it. So here's the
boy, appreciate Steve
that. Next week, I'm gonna stop being like I was being mean to the man, you know what I'm saying? I was being mean to the man, but Reverend C Blood, you know, he ain't C Blood no more. All right, y'all, we had announced earlier this year, much earlier, that he became a pastor. And so I got a chance to record his new leaf. All right. He got a new leaf.
Okay.
He's turned over, and I've had this track for some time now. I was really waiting on you to ask me to play it on the show. I didn't want to just take it on myself because of some of the conversations that we had. You know, some people will actually not deal with you because you don't believe what they believe. You don't think like they think. You won't behave like they say you're supposed to behave. Okay, I pretty much leave the human being population alone when it comes to my personal views, my personal taste. I mean, I take your, I take everything, all advice, all criticism, constructive or negative, under consideration. But I still choose to think for myself. So I will apologize to everybody after that. I feel like I need to think like them or that what they believe and what they think is the absolute truth or is all correct and there's nothing wrong with it, that's your opinion like I have mine. So, next week we're going to debut the song from C. Blood and his
Nephew.
I can't call the man's name, but it's a nice song. I'm not going to lie. It's a nice song. But since I haven't heard a response from him yet, I'm going to play it any damn way. He did it in my studio. I have the right to play the shit. If he want to contest it, then he'll contact me and say, please don't play my song no more. But this Hood Tunes Radio, man, we don't get out like that. Who you think you is? You don't dog somebody? But in the meantime, in between time, we got something else from the brother. This is when he was in the world. It's called Talk About It, Be About It, right here.
Oh.
See Blood. Hey, y'all know what it is, man. It is the time to light 'em up, man. It's smoke session.
Yeah.
That was Smoking Again. You know, that song came from 2010. All of those names that y'all heard me mention in that song is like from the original episodes of the Hip Hop Workshop, like Red Dog, T-Rock from the Block. I mean, damn, you know what I'm saying? Some of them dudes, man. I mean, have you heard anything from Red Dog?
Go ahead.
He had released a CD. Because I know he had his posters and stuff up at the little African store out in Euclid. He had them up there. And he was telling me that he was dropping a CD. He had, came and did a song in my house once, laughing at me or something like that. Ha, 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 ha. Remember that song, Levi?
Oh, yeah.
He was laughing.
Wow.
Laughing at you. You know what I'm saying? Why are you laughing at me? You know, it was actually a cool track, you know what I'm saying? But I hope he did what he, you know, was planning to do. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie Red Dog. You know what I'm saying? Shot everybody, man. That's Smoke Song. So we want y'all to know that we got a new one coming up soon. It's in the process of being written. So, you know, we have some more tracks for y'all, but we got plenty of tracks for y'all to get on, but it's just certain things, you know what I'm saying, strictly out of, you know, for entertainment purposes, you know, everything has to do is, you know, for a reason. So we want y'all to understand that we ain't just having fun with this shit. It is for reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As I promised you, that all our world premieres get played throughout the night, and you know what I'm saying? Though you heard it already, you're going to hear it again and again before the show is out tonight. I would like for everybody to pay attention. because there's a message in the song. Don't think that it's just a song we're putting out there for you to listen to. You got to listen to hear. So if you ain't listening, then you don't know what the hell we talking about. Now, I told y'all, you know what I'm saying, we're here every Friday and Saturday night. We make it 10 p.m. standard time. And Monday nights we have Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets from 9 to 10 p.m. time. And on Wednesday night, Real Talk Radio with your boy E-Max, 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All shows, use the phone number 646-478-0944. All comments and views to be expressed, you can do so by pressing the number 1 on your phone. And that way, you can be live on the air. Thank you for everybody that like to listen to the shows. You know what I'm saying? Keep our numbers up. Keep them climbing. We appreciate that. Okay, thank you all.
Of course.
Just call in. We appreciate that. We want to say thank you to you all. Inevitably, we have to grow. We got some new things coming in for you real soon. With us on our show, a that much easier and a much more pleasant experience. So, if you don't mind, just stay tuned to Hood Tunes Radio, and we will have and keep you updated on all the information for the transformation of this radio show. So, if you just hang on and keep in, everybody will be cool, and you'll know where we going when we get there. We're going to take this phone call right quick. 216-357. You on with Al Porter E-Max, Hood Tunes Radio. What's happening? Who is this?
Hey, this is Latasha Glover. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Ms. Glover. How are you?
I'm doing well. I decided to dial in, take a listen to you guys. Say what's up.
All night long. So any requests you want for the night for somebody hot right here in the city?
I don't have any questions. Like I said, I was just calling to say hey.
All right.
Thank you.
You want to shout out anybody?
I'll shout out obviously Mr. Porter. Hey, how you doing? So I've got my organization, Single Parents United. Y'all check us out on Facebook, Twitter. That's about it.
All right then. We thank you for that. We appreciate you coming in and listening to the show. We love that, okay? So you can hang in. All right, and we thank you for that. So we're going to keep that hot ass music going right here. Hood Tunes Radio with your boy, Max Image. This is Playboy Wine, and the name of this track is called Zooted. Hood Tunes Radio.
I say I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm through it, yeah, I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm through it. I say I'm gone, I'm gone. Purple to the face, the same color as my drink. Catch me floating out of space, take a piss on Saturn. Level bladder for that little bitch, the baddest on the scene. Got her dancing real freaky off a cup of jelly beans. I'ma make that pussy lean, bust it open, bring it back. She looks back at me, holler, daddy, where you at? I got racks on racks on racks, soda bottles pouring all night. I'm golfing in my system, so you know I'm going all night. I'm lost, I'm gone, I'm twisted, zooted, faded, geeked, I'm blue. Anybody hating, middle fingers calling you. Popping bottles with my crew, got the VIP turned up. Heater on my lap, please don't get this bitch burnt up. He's sleeping on the map, that's the city where I'm from. Got everybody getting zooted, whole city going dumb. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm through it. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm through.
Maui, Wowie, and I'm smoking till I'm booted. I'm flyer than Cupid. Overdrive movement. Baby got good brain, but I swear she gone stupid. Mojo dripping off me when I walk up in the party. I just step up in the club like I'm fresh from Kalahari. Shorty got some body. She dancing like she naughty. She talking like she freaky. She must be overdriving. I be on that Maui, balling like Kobe. Bitch say she love me, and she don't even know me. I'm zooted, it's deeper than music. Talk down on my team and get your face proud of booty. Hood wrapped up in my sister purple like that dirty Sprite. If you hide in a kite, I'm a fucking satellite. Got 100 bitches, I'ma need 100 condoms. She be double from the liquor, she gon' think that we monotonous.
I saw, I conquered, we doing it. like Social Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the Beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
That's right, that's right. The hottest shit in the hood right now, I'm trying to tell you all. You know what I'm saying? That's Al Porter Jr. doing it. Conquered it, you know what I'm saying? He's straight up dead in the lab. I was your boy,
right.
D. Levi, and Varsity Music and me right here, Cleveland on. I'm going to take another phone call right quick to see who's out there listening and checking out. Go to Tunes Radio, 216-394, you are with E-Max and Al Porter. Who is this?
Yes, sir, I'm definitely ready to go.
Oh, shit. Charlie G.
You don't
lie. Yes, sir, I have a few beefs I want to really get down on today. I'm looking for, where's the NAACP, the Urban League, the SLSC, the Concerned Minister Association, Al Sharpton and their boys in New Elton, South Carolina. Today would be my 81st day on the picket line for a store there in New Elton, South Carolina, telling folks, senior citizens, low income, and black folks alike that they have been saving their money, and that's the biggest lie that that store has told in the 7 years it's been in existence. And yet, I've had anyone to come and take a look. The newspapers, the radio stations, the TV stations are all being intercourse by the food line chain and the Reed stores. And I want to know, where is Al Sharpton, the Concerned Business Association, the SLC, the NAACP, and the Urban League when we need them? Where are they at?
Hey, let me. Can I say something? Because I'm feeling.
Yes,
I can tell you right now. Al keeping it real Sharpton on the radio.
so we know where he at. He on the TV. So he's what they call it, a show up for television only. So where is the other folks that's supposed to have our back, like the NAACP, the Urban League, the SLSC, and the Concerned Ministers Association of South Carolina? Where are those people at? Why have they not stepped up to the bat when you got a customer service representative there at the Reed store perpetrating herself as being black, and you don't think there's something wrong with the Reed stores?
Whoa.
She perpetrated herself as being black, and right now they hold the title of the most ignorant, backward folks in America. And they hold the title individually, not a collective title, but the most backward, ignorant individuals in America because of the ignorance for 181 days that I have been at this project. 181 days, and I have not heard from the Urban League, the NAACP, the SLC, and the Concerned Ministers Association president, and Al Sharpton and his boys. I have called Al Sharpton and his boys. I have called the Concerned Ministers Association. I haven't had a chance to call the SLC, but I presented it to them at a meeting when I was down there at Cleveland State University. They had four or five different organizations there. The Urban League was there, the NAACP, the SLSC was there, and some of Al Sharpton boys was there, but no one has followed up on the issue, and I gave them all the scenario of how this company has been lying and gouging and stealing from black folks, senior citizens, and low-income people for years, and nobody has done anything about it.
Well, one thing that I understand about the SLC and Al Sharpton and the Concerned Ministers Organization is that unless you are a member, a for one of their churches. Or so-called churches.
So you're saying the only way that you can get help from these organizations, you have got to be a member of us. Boy, that's a disgrace. Martin, Malcolm, Rosa Parks, Marcus Garvey, and you just keep naming the brothers and sisters that are turning over in their graves who have died for that kind of ignorance.
Yeah. Shit, Martin Luther King, Al Sharpton was there. Al Sharpton was there. He turned
and,
about
he don't realize, and he don't realize what's going on in, here in America, that we're not fighting for the rights that Martin fought for. Martin died for the ignorance that's going on still in South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi. The ignorance is still there. And you got these local yokels, television-seeking, out-in-the-limelight seekers only. That's all we got as representing us now, and that's a shame.
That's all
and,
we got.
And one other issue that we need to touch on is the folks that are with inside the Player Haters Anonymous, the 10 Most Wanted. We got number 10, we got the Rats. Number 9, we got the Roaches. Number 8, we got the Skunks. Number 7, we got the Food Line Chain. Number 6, Reed's. Mr. Reed is number 5. Mayor Norton of East Cleveland. Number 3, Mayor Jackson of Cleveland. Number 2, Big George Dixon of the Cleveland Regional Transit Authority. And rounding out the most player hater in Cleveland, Ohio, is Joseph Calabrese of the Greater Cleveland Transit Authority, and there must be something done about this dictatorship here in Cleveland. He is the CEO, the general manager, the treasurer, and the secretary, and there's something wrong with that ignorance.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait.
Yes, it is. Preach on, man. Tell him about it.
I say it's time for folks like yourself, myself, to get on the issue and make Joe Calabrese accountable for his ignorance, because nobody, and not even in the secular world, hold that many titles. Nobody has that right to control. I mean, it's not the Greater Regional Transit Authority. It's Joe Calabrese's Regional Transit Authority. And I think that's a disgrace, because that is public transportation.
Yeah, you're right.
And who has the right to control public transportation but the who public?
Well, you know what? It's time for us to define that word now. There's something that need to define public. We need to define public.
I'm with 100 million and one Restless Souls, Inc., and I'm that one Restless Soul and G's Band of Angels, and I want to get busy letting the world know there's ignorance here that needs to be taken care of, and we as a whole, you and the radio station and myself, if we have to do it alone, we need to get busy and wake the world up, because the world is asleep. The world is asleep with the ignorance which is going on in America today.
I'm going to clap to that, because I swear.
Yes, indeed.
That's not an echo of what we talk about here on Monday nights and Wednesday nights. So if you don't mind, I know you call Al's show. I know you call Al's show, but you can also call my show tonight, and we can start this thing.
I will definitely do that, because I want some of these issues taken care of, because I am tired. I am tired of seeing senior citizens, low income, and black folks in black being mistreated. And once again, South Carolina now holds the title of the most ignorant backward folks in America, the most ignorant backward folks in America, and they've also picked up the title of the mistake by the lake. We no longer own that. South Carolina collectively picked up both of the titles, the most ignorant backward folks in America, and they are now the mistake by whatever lake that's close to them.
Ooh, wait.
Well, we got some work to do, bro. Now, you want to tell everybody your name and what you're doing? Can we listen?
Once again, I'm Johnny G. There's only two in the world like me, and I'm both of them. And I'm with 100 million and one Restless Souls, Inc., and I'm that one Restless Soul and G's Band of Angels.
All right, that's what's happening. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate you. Welcome to call us anytime on any one of the shows in our Hood Family Network, man, because we need people like you to keep on reminding us folks out here, just like we do, because we stand with
sir.
You on that. The world,
yes, sir,
and especially our brothers and sisters in the same skin that we in, need to fucking wake up. It's time for us to
come on now. What did you say? They need to do what?
fucking wake up.
They need to do what? They need to wake up. That's what they need to do. They need to find out who they are, because black folks here in America don't even know who they are anymore.
No, they don't.
Well, they done gave up their race. I mean, they done gave up their race.
Yeah, they done gave up to integrate, man. You know what I'm saying? For a few trinkets,
they have given up their race. For a few trinkets. They are so trinketized, they don't even know who they are no more.
Mm-hmm. And it started with them damn skinny jeans.
Yes, it did.
They got all kind of scientific proof out there that the way those jeans is made, man, they cutting off your nuts, and you ain't producing no kids.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We wear more than they do. So, you know.
And we're in the backwards enough to go for that, though. That's what I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and the situation is given to them. You guys explain it to them day in, day out when you guys come on. It is in the papers when the Carlin Post stands up, when it stands up. It's there. Where is Kathy Hughes? She got 21 black radio stations and one black TV station. Where's us telling our young black folks, hey, that is not the way to do it. The pants sagging, the skinny jeans, the young ladies with your cracker, the AWS sewing. That is not the way. Where is she at? Why is she hiding?
Why is Kathy Hughes hiding?
Is she afraid of the advertising dollars?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
she's
it is.
Afraid of it. So she will let her people die for a few dollars for advertising. That's a shame.
Yes.
But her daddy at Radio 1 in Chicago, when they finally got the station together and James Brown came in and squashed the terrorizing of Chicago. And if you remember the movie Let's Talk, it would depict the story of how Radio 1 got started. Has she forgotten that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's get it real. That's keeping it real. I don't know what
has she forgotten. Has she forgotten that? Help me. Has she forgotten that? And has all of us black folks forgotten from whence we come from?
Mm-mm-mm.
Where is the black minister throughout the world? Where is the black ministers throughout the world? The ones with the mega churches and all that. Where are they? I don't hear them standing on no issues. But they're begging Sunday morning tithe and offering. All I see is the Sunday morning tithe and offering ministers now. Sunday morning tithe and offering only ministers.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to see. Now, the ones that did stand up, either they done retired or they done got shut up. We had a few. And then suddenly when they started speaking out and doing things, they just decided to shut up all of a sudden. I'm going to bow on out the game. I didn't preach my last sermon. Thank you. God, you've done what you were supposed to do.
Have we forgotten that we were kings and queens, princes and princesses? Have they forgotten? We've given all this up.
They don't let us think that's real. They make it so it seems like a myth to us. You know what I mean? That's why people don't know. If they don't know, it's because they look at it like a joke.
Look at what we are, guys, people in
their right mind. It says somebody that reads and understands and pays attention, you are awake, my brother.
You are awake.
And when people start drink, and what the Bible say? Don't none come, and it wasn't even the Bible that said that. But it came from the Bible. Don't nothing come to a dreamer but sleep.
That's it. But sleep.
You know?
I mean,
but if you sleep,
when you're dreaming, you got to wake up. You got to wake up and put the dream, into fruition.
That's right. If you love sleep, what's that going to bring to? If you love sleep.
I am so angry with my brothers and sisters, I don't know what to do. Now, what are we going to do? I mean, are we going to allow our grandbabies and babies after them to still grow up in the same ignorance? How can we do that?
We can't.
How do you allow that to happen?
Well, you know, comfort is a motherfucker, man. Comfort is a motherfucker. People do not want to get out of there. You know, snow is about to come. Let me hit you with this.
Yeah.
One. Out in Washington. Okay. They named October the national. Excuse me, not national, but the Washington Preparedness Month. So Washington is preparing for major weather disasters, earthquakes, and all of this and all of that, and they are actually going to have a simulation on, listen to this, October 17th at 10:17 a.m. Now, it's ironic that they want to do on October 17th, which is the 10th month, on the 17th day, at the 10th hour, during the 17th minute. Tell me something about that. And not only Washington, but 37 other states, including California and Puerto Rico and a few others, are going to exercise this one, what they call drop, grab, and hold. That means drop something, grab onto it, and hold on to it because they're getting ready to simulate an earthquake or a major disaster.
What?
Yes, indeed.
What?
Now, this is a proclamation from the governor of Washington. You can look it up. Check it out. They done made a proclamation. Yes, indeed. A proclamation all across the country, and it's instituted in Washington, signed by the governor and sealed. Okay, September 3rd.
So what is Obama saying about that ignorance?
Not a damn thing.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing.
You mean to tell me the president of the United States of America, where everybody thinks is black, and I keep telling him that he is Neapolitan, is nothing black about him but the surface that we look at. The rest of him, he is Neapolitan. And we have been bamboozled and lied to, and that's what I don't understand about us people. Why are we so easily bamboozled? Why? We know that Obama is not a black president. The only thing black about President Obama is his skin color. That's the only thing. The rest of him is Neapolitan. He's a multicolored, multitasked president is what he is.
That's right. He's not even from America.
No. So what are we talking about when we talk about we have a black president? Why are we so ignorant and so easily to adapt to the bullshit?
Because it sounds good. You know, when you talk
just because
girl,
it sounds good.
Man, you say, girl, please, you look so good. I can put you on a biscuit and put some syrup on you, and
So evidently, that's what they did. Evidently, that's what they did with Obama. They put him on a biscuit and put syrup and butter on him and gave it to these ignorant backward Negroes here in America because they're living a lie.
The white folks voted for him, right? You know why the white folks voted for him? Because they know he ain't
right. Yes, sir. They would laugh. Look here. They laughed all the way to the polls.
Certificate, man. Why was it an issue?
The white folks laughed all the way to the polls.
Damn right. Them niggas think. They got niggas coming.
They still laughing. And they still laughing.
And they still, right now. That's
a major topic at the dinner table every night, that these ignorant backward Negroes in America really believe that we would have put a black president in office. They really believe that ignorance. That's the topic at the dinner table.
And you know it. Let's see what else we can make them believe. Okay?
I'm going to holler one more time, and then I'm going to let you go on and finish taking care of business. Tell Mr. Porter I appreciate allowing me to come on your show tonight, and I'm going to keep banging at this until something happens. Once again, I'm Johnny G. I'm with 100 million and one Restless Souls, Inc., and I'm that one Restless Soul and G's Band of Angels. Look and listen for the name, 100 million and one Restless Souls, Inc., G's Band of Angels, and yours truly, Johnny G. There's only two in the world like me, and I'm both of them, because when I come, you don't know what you're going to be getting.
That's what it do. We love you, bro, man.
You guys have a blessed evening and continue
you
to be
too.
Blessed by the best and tell all the rest.
That's what it do. So you know what it is, man. You heard that. I have no
idea.
Until we finally just get it again. Yeah, I was watching the movie today. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and something.
I'm on. Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back, of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Miley, blackout sound, you know we can be. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stands, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to dope, to a all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body, the indie rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose, I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth, live room, I done speak the truth. Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in dope dubstep, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
You really don't get over that.
Against the grain.
You starting to understand what it really is.
might hurt, but it won't last that long. So just suck it up, don't hold on. What it is.
Boy, E-Max right there with Let 'Em Go, man. You know what I'm saying? Off the Euclid Project CD. That's forthcoming. And before that, we had Things in Life, Black House Sounds featuring Al Porter Jr. It's your boy, E-Max The Image with Hood Talk Radio. We here every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, on Wednesday night, we're here from 9 to 10:30 p.m. And don't y'all forget about Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets on Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Oh, in the Hood Family Network of shows. We here for you, breaking it down, truth to truth, fact to fact. We even got lies for you if you think you need to hear some. So y'all check it out. On the line, we got Johnny G, you know what I'm saying, 100 million and one rest of souls. He says, it's only two of them like him, and he's both of them. And we appreciate his call. We love the fact that there's somebody out there that's, you know, just as strong as this is willing to tell y'all people out there, man, at what time it is. Set the alarm clock if you need to, but wake your ass up. That's a message.
Right.
All this music that you're hearing, strictly from the Cleveland artists, man. We love our artists from around the world, but right now we got to focus on getting home together. And that's what we do. So we're taking care of the house so that we can invite company in so y'all know our house is clean. But let's get it together, man. Let's do something and continue to wake these people up, man. I go as far as I can go. Sometimes, you know, I get locked off the air, man, shut down, and shows and this and that and the other, but I don't care. I ain't scared. It don't matter to me because I got kids and I got grandkids and I want them to have a better life.
Right.
And if we don't do something about it, what the hell? Why would I put that burden on them? You know what I'm saying? This shit has been happening over the 45 years that I've been living on this planet. And I'm serious, man, over these past few years, the changes have been happening quickly and actually abruptly and right in your faces, right in your face. Because, I mean, Al, earlier, we had the little white dude. He wouldn't say where he was from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he called talking about, you know, it's fucked up that the cracker motherfucker killed one of my niggas and didn't get away from it. You know, nothing happened to him, absolutely nothing. And that's fucked up because even the white boys know. And the dude that did it ain't even white. Well, I can't say that because now the U.S. Department of Statistics have just, within the recent months, gave white Latino males, Latino males, the surname or prename, white.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic. It's white Hispanic. So, you know what I'm saying, that's just the race that they're in. Now, I kind of make that story, the big head scientist with Yaku, true.
Uh-huh.
He said that if they don't engraft back into the mother race so that they can balance out the planet, then they'll not be able to procreate. And I swear I heard somewhere on the internet that there was a document floating around out there that said that the white population has not grown, zero growth.
Right.
Since 2003. So it's no wonder, okay, it's no wonder that all of these other races, all of these Irish people, the Latinos still got that big old gigantic gap down there and around the border, Gulf of Mexico and Texas and parts of California where they can just walk across. And as long as you hear not a federal government to set up the program, if you make it into this country, you can be legal. And only way we can let you do that is if you claim yourself to be white.
Uh-huh.
They need help to be white. They need help to be white because it ain't that many of them. It ain't that many of them. So what we don't get and what we don't understand is how all of this shit is set up for the destruction of the black family, not just the black man. Because if you notice, they're starting to attack our black women and blaming it on us. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers that walk around late at night, the police is killing motherfuckers. Y'all ain't noticed that the Ohio State Department and Ohio State Troopers and all them motherfuckers are in the hood now? They ain't out in the white people neighborhood. They ain't gonna have it. Did you know they already start putting up them red light cameras that we was telling y'all about all over the fucking east side of the city? They already do.
Yeah.
They got mobile units posted up in bushes, flipped upside down, looking like garbage cans. You understand me? Pay attention to not what's just going on the roads. What's going on? Why you read the fucking newspaper just to do the damn jumbles and the crossword puzzles? Tell me that, huh? Let's learn something more than a new line dance, y'all. This is what's going to extend our survival. You know what I'm saying? Brother, I listened to that motherfucking Al Sharpton, and I swear one of these days I'm going to be able to catch that Keeping It Real ass motherfucker on his show when he broadcasts it live, because I've noticed lately that the shows that he broadcasts here be a day late. So why the hell would I call this show today knowing it was a topic they talked about yesterday? So I ain't going to be able to get it unless I find out where he is at the time in his time zone. And you skip around so much, you know what I'm saying, who knows where the hell he is? Because his show ain't here. And I ain't just talking about Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson Jr. I'm talking about motherfuckers like Dr. Claude Anderson. You know what I'm saying? He goes around the world. He goes around the country preaching and teaching. Somebody said something to his ass because his last video said that he wasn't doing the shit no more because he figured out there wasn't nobody paying attention. He gave up. But that's not the fucking point. That's just what he told us. You know what I'm saying? He goes all the way back and starts schooling us about shit that started back in the 1400s. He brought us all the way up to now, and then he decided to say, I give up, because ain't nobody listening. This motherfucker done made millions of dollars. Millions of dollars, and just decide, I'm going to shut up, educate my motherfucking people. Why? Because he made his money already. He want to focus on his family. He is focused on his family, telling us what is going on in places we can't meet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's bring them all out of the woodwork. Let's bring them all out in the motherfucking open, because we fucking need some help. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Louis Farrakhan. And I'm going to say it out loud. I wish that I could get to his motherfucking website, because there's so many loops and changes to get to his website. You got to leave a message with one of his minions, and who knows if he's going to respond to it. So, hey, we all out here in this motherfucker together. We got poor white folks not understanding why they linked together with us. And it's because they didn't have enough money to buy their own motherfucking slaves.
True that.
All right? They didn't have enough money to buy their own slaves. So because of that, you are damned with the slaves. When the flood comes, everybody who can't afford to move to high ground, they fucked up. So this is what I'm telling y'all right now. Do you know why we getting all these deers and shit in our neighborhoods? Why are all of the animals that are usually in the woods in our backyards? Okay? The ones that will attack you. Why are the raccoons getting bigger than they've ever been? It's because the white folks is developing properties in the higher grounds of this Ohio Valley. Anybody pay attention to how much motherfucking money they spent down in Valley View every year? Right before, right after the winter. Why do people stay there? There's some shit going down and we ain't paying attention to it. And it started way up there with that man they put in the office and been in the office for 8 years. Did y'all check out the fact that he been dogging George Bush and him and their regime? He told us that they didn't try hard enough. They did not try hard enough. Check out some of that shit on YouTube. Check out some of that shit on writers, on BBC. Because a lot of shit that we don't get over here, they get it over there like we get their shit over here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just check around. Check and see what's going on in Chicago and find out what they're going to report about Cleveland. Go and see, check North Carolina and see what they're going to report about Chicago. Go up to Detroit internet, you know, sources and see what they say about North Carolina and Cleveland. Because these are model cities. It used to be Alabama and Mississippi. But see, they already got them chewed up down there. They got them. So now they got to move outwardly. What they really trying to do is set up another civil war. How y'all think they got all them FEMA camps around, man? That's what it's all about. They don't want the black man to have nothing. Remember, and you can look this shit up if you want to, President Nixon said, I'll shoot a rocket straight up in the motherfucking space and let it come down and blow up the whole fucking country before I let a black man run anything on American soil or control anything on American soil. Watch what's getting ready to happen. Today I was listening to the Learner News Hour on the public access station, which the federal government decided that wasn't good enough to pay for. But lo and behold, if you got the money to pay for internet service, you can go online and watch it. You just can't get it on free TV. All right? But they said on this motherfucking Learner News Hour, these are the people, you know, of course, they funded by the Rockefellers. Okay? A lot of public access stations are funded by the Rockefellers to seem fair. Okay, this is shit they don't put on the mainstream news because it's like a book. It used to be if you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book. Now, is if you want to hide something from anybody, put it in a book.
Yeah.
Now, are digital. So if you're not reading a digital book, you might be lost in the sauce. I'm sorry. They ain't turning pages no more. They clicking buttons, y'all. So we got to start clicking some motherfucking buttons, too. And not just to put no motherfucking post on your Circle or your Tumblr or your I'm In. Okay? Let's do more than that, y'all. Let's love each other enough to see that it's us against them. Okay? It's us against them. And if we don't see that shit now, we ain't going to never see it. But just like all accidents, it's always too late when you realize that somebody done fucked up. Think about that, y'all. It's your boy, E-Max. We got Al Porter Jr. and Johnny G on the line with y'all. And I want to say thank you very much for the positive and the power. Because as you see, we got three powerful men in the motherfucking room. And for whatever happened, something came over me. That's that energy. That's that vibration. So here we go, y'all. Hood Tunes Radio. We got one more. We're going to let it out. And then we're going to close the show up with some powerful words from my other two speakers. I'm going to shut up and let Al tell the truth. Here we go.
Thank you to the Creator, Most High. To my mom, my support crew. HJS, we rolling. Since 9-8 to infinity. I've been a Cleveland rock since childhood stage. Solid rock of Gibraltar. I mean the rock of ages. Landslide of words. Cover lyrical landscapes. Three-corner prism equals triangular shapes. Meaning right eye, left eye, third eye, unblind. When seeking knowledge, use this as a guide. While you at the dope man's getting your weed on, I'm at the library getting my read on. If you got the medals, then get at me. And if you don't, stick with Laffy Taffy, huh? Now this will tell you what I'm all about, huh? Tell the industry, I tell the truth till I die. Tell the police, I tell the truth till I die. Tell the government, I tell the truth till I die. I'm a represent, I tell the truth till I die. You might think I'm Muslim with my next line, but I can't dine on 107 swine. Not a house figure for a down-home jam. I'm universal when I rep the land. They're selling false hip-hop, I won't let it slide. 6 feet, 240, I'm too big to hide. You say Gucci's a good rapper? Yeah, I agree. But he's not a lyricist, he ain't an MC.
Yeah.
I wear a belt so my pants don't sag. And no jury, it's my words to swag. We're gonna do the same thing as before, nothing different. One's in power, I'll tell the truth till I die. All cowards, I'll tell the truth till I die. False prophets, I'll tell the truth till I die. Let's stop them, I'll tell the truth till I die. You know, this is the sheriff. And they asked me in the Plain Dealer, the newspaper. They asked me for one statement. And I told them the most important statement of all to describe me. Always tell the truth. That's it. Just tell the truth. Words to live and words to die by. Peace.
Yes, indeed, y'all. Yes, indeed. We all know we got about 6 minutes left to go on the show, and I would like, if at all possible, that Johnny G and Brother Al Porter would like to say something before we get out of here. So we'll give both of you 3 minutes each, man. Take us on out, will you, please? It don't matter who's first.
Are you still got me live on the air?
You on the air, brother, man. Go ahead. You got 3 minutes.
My thing is that I want to see some changes come in the Regional Transit Authority because I think that the senior citizens here was played. I mean, they was played to the hilt. Joe Calabrese, George Dickerson, both played the senior citizens. Both of those ignorant clowns are senior citizens themselves. They took the circulators off the routes and put the senior citizens back in the house, and I think that's a disgrace. And nobody from the mayor to the concerned people here in Cleveland thought Even the senior citizens themselves fought hard enough to let Joe understand that you don't run nothing, Joe. All you run is your mouth and your shoes over. And we as a people, we as a radio station, we as individual activists need to let Joe Calabrese and George Dixon understand that they don't run nothing here in Cleveland. And I'm sick and tired of how the Regional Transit Authority has treated the senior citizens, low-income people here in Cleveland, blacks alike too. Same thing. None of them have enough common sense, enough gall to stand on that issue and tell Joe Calabrese and George Dixon we're not having you taking all the circulators off the route and then give us some fake green buses downtown where 12 concerns is paying for them and you're talking about they free. Ain't nothing free in America. Not one thing is free in America. And you know that you have 12 major concerns paying for the ridership of those green buses downtown, and they're turning them into circulators. If you look at most of the green buses downtown, they are circulators. So put at least two circulators back on each route, Joe and George, if you got any common sense and any decency about senior citizenship, because both of you ignorant individuals are senior citizens. And that is my pledge for tonight. I say let's rock the boat with Joe Calabrese and George Dixon. They're the only two clowns still on the Regional Transit Authority that has still been there for years. They was 10 years there when I was there, and they was probably 10 or 15 years before I even got there. I say it's time to move Joe Calabrese and George Dixon from the Regional Transit Authority. A new regime, a new era is just like in the mayor's office downtown. All them old, antiquated, ancient folks that they got down there need to come up out of there too. We need new blood in our mayorship downtown. We need new blood. And I know Al Porter will attest to the fact that we need new blood. I said, let's get some new blood in the mayor's office downtown. Let's get some new blood down there, and you folks know what I'm talking about. I don't want to call any names right now because I don't know whether Al would like me to do that, so I'm going to wait until I talk
go
to
ahead,
Al.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Say, go ahead. We need Ken Lansing. That's what we need. You know what I say about Joe Jackson. Joe ain't done jack. Jackson ain't done jack since we've been there. He's riding on the glory of Mike White. If you remember in 2001, all these things that we've seen have come to fruition was all of Mike White's ideas, and all Jack did was Jack hasn't done jack in Cleveland, and he's been riding on the glory of Michael White, and we need to expose him. We need to expose Jackson for what he's worth. We need to expose Joe, well, I don't know, I forget his first name, but Jackson ain't done jack, and that's my word on the issue. I say, Ken, your friend Lansing is the man. Ken, your friend is Lansing, and we're riding a new train. And it's definitely the friendship train, and I say to Cleveland, get on board the Lansing train. Get on board the Lansing train if you want change in Cleveland. If you want to see a brand spank new Cleveland, get on board. I say if you want to see a brand spank new Cleveland, get you some Ken, your friend Lansing, and me and Porter will back you to the max. I'm out. Once again, I'm Johnny G. I'm with 101 Restless Souls, Inc. and D's Band of Angels. And I want to thank Mr. Porter and the gentleman who has allowed me for those 3 minutes. But that's my cry. Jackson, we want him out. Joe Calabrese, we want him out. George Dixon, we want him out. Once again, I'm Johnny G, and I'm with 101 Restless Souls, Inc. and G's Band of Angels. God bless you two fellas and all those that are associated with your radio program. Remember, we're blessed by the best, and we're going to tell all the rest.
And you know it. And you know, we thank you very much, man, because that's exactly what we need. We told you that we were in a whole different direction, and I swear, if it didn't start smacking your face like all this crap is, that's coming our way every single day like snow in the wintertime, man. Get your shovels out, put your boots on, and get ready to do some work. Take some work.
Woo!
But I'm ready. So let's get it in, y'all. We are done with our episode of Hood Tunes Radio tonight with our special guest, Brother Johnny G. And also our partner, man. Thank you very much for that hot-ass track. It's the newest hottest track of the year, and y'all know that's how I'm going to get an award. So I'm going to let y'all know, when we 10 seconds in the go, we love y'all. We love what you know. understand that an empty wagon makes the most noise. Let's make some motherfucking noise in our wagons, y'all. Do it. I will holler at you Monday night. Al Porter, you up next.
Man in the streets.